From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, February 24th. Coming up, research suggests breast milk from vaccinated mothers offers babies at least some protection against the coronavirus. Some parents are seeking out donated breast milk to help protect their young children. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Some Champaign residents are calling on two of their city council members to resign after tensions at last week's council meeting. Illinois Student Newsroom's Sydney Wood has more.
Champaign City Councilmember Alicia Beck scolded city residents Albert and Claudia Moore at last week's city council meeting. The Moores had appeared at the meeting to voice concerns about bullets hitting their Champaign home. Beck responded that the white residents only care about gun violence when it affects white neighborhoods.
It's been happening in neighborhoods that are predominantly black and brown, but until it happened to a white neighborhood, certain people don't come forward and they don't care.
Councilmember Michael Fulmer agreed with her. Albert Moore returned to the meeting Tuesday. He told the council that he lives in a mixed-race, middle-class neighborhood, not a white, upper-middle-class one. Moore says Beck's comments are inexcusable. He says that both she and Fulmer must resign. Erica Perez, another Champaign resident, also called on Beck to step down.
If a member of council brazenly states that they do not want to hear the people they are supposed to represent, then they should resign immediately so that seat can be occupied by someone who will listen.
Several council members apologized Tuesday night for not defending the Moores last week. Mayor Deborah Finan said that all residents have the right to be heard at council meetings. Beck did not reply to Moore's concerns and left shortly after the meeting without speaking to any members of the public or the press. Fulmer did not attend the meeting. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Another round of winter weather is moving through central Illinois. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard is expecting less snow than the previous two systems.
Snow should generally be light in nature, with widespread accumulations of around 1 inch across central Illinois, though isolated pockets of 2 to 3 inches will be possible.
A snowstorm last week brought 4 to 5 inches of snow to Champaign-Urbana. Before that, a storm in early February left 13 inches of snow in Champaign, according to the National Weather Service. The University of Illinois is threatening suspensions after graduate student workers allegedly kicked an administrative employee who was trying to get through their protest. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports.
A handful of protesters stood Wednesday morning with arms linked through puffy jackets in front of the doors to the Swanland Administration Building in Champaign. Earlier, around 7:30 a.m., a Swanland employee tried to get through the protest into the building. This is where stories differ. Associate Chancellor Robin Kaler says one or more protesters kicked and shoved the employee.
There was an assault on a university employee. So, we'll be reviewing the video and seeing the people who violated policies, and certainly there could be disciplinary action.
Those actions could include suspending those graduate students for a period of time, Kaler says. But GEO Communications co-officer Owen McDonald says protesters didn't shove or kick anyone.
Somebody from the administrative side tried to enter the building, and then the folks kind of flattened themselves against the door, which then that's what led to this allegation that the jostling that happened of that person making contact with the GEO people was battery, is their interpretation.
The GEO ended the protest later that morning after university officials told them that blocking the entrance was illegal and could lead to suspension. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
In the interest of transparency, our reporter Emily Hayes has a family member in the GEO. Still to come, we'll learn more about some parents who are seeking out donated breast milk to help protect their young children from COVID-19. That story from Side Effects Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The COVID-19 vaccine could soon be available to kids as young as 6 months. Until then, children under 5 are still not eligible, so some parents have sought protection elsewhere, from the breast milk of vaccinated mothers. SideFX Public Media's Darian Benson has more.
Sarah Freund's son, Elijah, has an incurable kidney disorder. His medications suppress his immune system, making him especially vulnerable to contracting COVID-19. So, throughout the pandemic, they've been really careful. They sheltered in place in their Wisconsin home for a while, and they kept Elijah's older sister, who's 9, home until she got the vaccine.
You know, we live in this world that now everything is making him sick. We literally live in our own bubble.
When the vaccines first became available, Freud wanted more protection for Elijah. He was 5 at the time and not eligible, so she sought out breast milk from donors who are likely to have COVID antibodies.
To try to help kind of boost his immune system, try to help protect him from COVID as best as we possibly could.
Freund says she looked on Facebook, in groups where people can request breast milk for their babies if they're not able to produce it themselves. She also reached out to nursing moms to explain her situation and found someone who's vaccinated and willing to share her milk with Elijah.
We gave it to him like we dosed up medicine. He got, depending on how much supply he had at the time, he got either 5 mls or 10 mls in the morning and at night while he took his other medications. So it wasn't necessarily nutritional based, but more so just that immunity.
During the pandemic, there have been several studies that suggest COVID antibodies are present in human milk from vaccinated moms. One small-scale peer-reviewed study showed COVID antibodies could be present in human milk for at least 6 months after vaccination. Dr. Pia Panaraj led that study. She's an infectious disease researcher at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. She says there's no way to know exactly what level of protection children receive, but
just the fact that they're there would suggest that there would be some protection. And we do know from other respiratory viruses that breastfeeding helps to protect them.
The study also tested milk that had been pasteurized and found similar antibody levels compared to unpasteurized milk. That's good news for milk banks, which pasteurize donated milk to make it safer for babies. Kim Updegrove serves on the Board of Standards for the Human Milk Banking Association of North America.
I cannot tell you how much sleep has been lost while waiting for those results because we can't vaccinate infants, right? Not at this time.
The practice of informal milk sharing between mothers dates back centuries. The FDA advises against it because of the possible health and safety risks. But it continues today, in part because pasteurized milk from a milk bank can be expensive. The milk bank in Indiana charges more than $4 an ounce. They do offer a sliding scale, and Director Freedom Kolb says she hopes that makes it more accessible.
The milk processing fee is fairly expensive, so I can see lots of reasons for folks to look at different channels. What we like to say is make an informed decision as much as possible because there are risks.
At milk banks, all the milk from both vaccinated and unvaccinated donors gets mixed together. The hope is that as more people get vaccinated, donor milk will contain higher levels of COVID antibodies that offer at least some protection against the virus. I'm Darian Benson, SideFX Public Media.
SideFX Public Media is a Midwest reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see about an inch of snow today with some freezing precipitation possible, cloudy skies, and a high of 31 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Sydney Wood, Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, and Darian Benson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.